Good morning to you and welcome back to the Wide World of Sports Morning Update Podcast. Mike Pearsall here in the chair with you as always, ready to give you all the news you need to start your day. Catching you up with everything from the sporting world. We're going to start with South Sydney Rabbitohs. They're in crisis and Latrell Mitchell will reportedly meet with bosses today of the club after another weekend of bad headlines. The star fullback has entered an early guilty plea and accepted a 3-match ban for dangerous contact after leading with his elbow against Warriors defender Sean Johnson. Billy Slater believes Souths need to bite the bullet and move Jack Whiten to the halves to help resurrect their season. The Queensland Origin coach telling the Billy Slater podcast they need more from their marquee signing.
And I just think it's a great opportunity to reset and make some changes. Look, they don't have to be drop changes. I think Jack Whiten needs to come a little bit closer to the football. I would play Jack Whiten on the left-hand side of the field in the halves, and I would move Cody Walker over to the other side and get him out of his comfort zone and just play a different style of game.
Jai Gray expected to be named to make his debut at fullback this afternoon when team lists are published for round six. Meantime, in Melbourne, Storm 5'8", Cameron Munster admits his groin injury is still a problem. The playmaker made his first NRL appearance for the season in Thursday night's win over the Broncos. Munster says it's something he's going to have to deal with all season.
The body's going to probably be 70 to 80% most games, and I just got to be mentally strong enough to play and get through it. And it was a good stepping stone from Thursday night, and I'm not going to be great 100% each and every week, but at times I'm going to be pretty good, and then sometimes I'm going to be crap.
AFL now, and the Essendon Bombers are struggling, and club great Matthew Lloyd is blaming a lack of talent, attitude and coaching for his former club's recent struggles.
I think you go all those in terms of, I don't think you just blame one. When you're a good football club, you win together, and you're a good footy club, you lose together. Some people think it's a hopeless list, but I just think they've never quite had the mental resilience and the drive and the ability to play consistently in the last 20 years.
The Bombers suffered a 69-point loss to Port Adelaide just 1 week after an inspiring 4-point win over St Kilda. Meanwhile, Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley is set to step aside when his contract ends at the end of next season. Veteran journalist Caroline Wilson telling Footy Classified there is a likely contender to replace him.
So all things being equal, Ken Hinckley will coach this year, he will coach next year, and then he will stand aside for Josh Carr. The club is working very closely with Josh Carr off field. He didn't go for the Richmond job, largely because it was pointed out to him, this handshake agreement, the Port Adelaide job would be available to him when he was ready.
Talking racing now, and of course you will remember the heroics of Winx, who had an incredible unbeaten career on the racetrack. Well, her first foal to be born has sold for $10 million at auction, doubling the previous record. The foal was sold to Winx's former part owner, Debbie Capitis, and her Wappet bloodstock. Winx's co-owner, Peter Tye, says there's still significant public interest in the iconic racehorse.
She's a horse of Australia, and Australia took her to the world, and everybody's followed a career, and to this day there's so much interest in what happens to Winx and what happens to her babies and what she's doing, so we like to be playing along with the story.
Well, for golf fans, it's the best week of the year. Masters Week has arrived and it's kicked off with some interesting comments from LIV golfer Joaquin Neiman. He's declared the current golf world rankings are a lie. Only 13 LIV golfers will play at Augusta this week, as world ranking points aren't awarded for events on the breakaway tour. To put things in perspective, only 3 LIV golfers are in the top 50. Joaquin Neiman is ranked 93rd, yet he's rated one of the best chances to win the major this year. Tiger Woods has arrived for practice ahead of the major this week as well. Woods will this week attempt to make the cut for a record 24th consecutive time. Back home, Sydney FC's Robert Mack has been handed a 1-match suspension for the red card, which saw him sent off against Newcastle. He'll miss Saturday's derby against the Wanderers. To the EPL, Everton has been hit with a second point deduction this season for breaking the EPL's profit and sustainability rules. The 2-point penalty leaving the Toffees just 2 points above the relegation zone with 7 games to play. Just to recap all that drama for Everton, they were initially docked 10 points. That was reduced to 6 on appeal, but a second charge has now brought that up to 8 points deducted for the season. And in the NBA, Australian Josh Giddey is warming up nicely ahead of the NBA playoffs. He's recorded a 20-point triple-double in the Thunder's win over the Hornets. That's the very latest from Wide World of Sports on this Tuesday morning. I hope you have a cracker day. We'll have our afternoon podcast up later in this afternoon. Otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow morning. You've been with Mike Pearsall.